going to be talking about Michigan Avenue here in a second. You're welcome to weigh in and weigh in anytime. 312-981-7200. Asking the question, what would it take for you to want to come back to the Mag Mile? Pedestrian traffic down 40% year to year. And, of course, there's a pandemic. There are issues with safety and health and stores being open and so many other things. We've had some incidents downtown with violence as well that have kept people away. Lots to get to there. I just want to catch up on a couple of your texts here from earlier. We were talking about the polar plunge, top of the show, 847. I've done the polar plunge 3 times, including the polar vortex. I do it for the hot firemen. And then we have a warning from 630. The polar plunge, please warn your listeners that submerging one's head in very cold water can cause an involuntary gasp reflex. You want to inhale water and drown, so don't do that. They're talking about the plunge this year being virtual and that you come up with your own ideas, such as pouring a ice bucket on your... Whatever it is you want to do, there's lots of ways to take part in that organization that helps folks. It's a children's charity, so it's a fun way to take part. You decide this year how you want to do it. But let's get to something else. We've been completely and totally re-envisioning Michigan Avenue and the Mag Mile. The stuff that's being proposed right now is almost Daniel Burnham stuff. I mean, it really would transform the Mag Mile as we know it. And when you hear from folks like our next guest, I think that it's time. And there's a need for that to be done. I mean, there's no question big flagship retail stores are not the future. So what is? Let's ask urban planner Paul O'Connor. He's also the founding executive director of World Business Chicago. And Paul, I'm so interested to say, because I know you've given a lot of thought to this. I've read several of the articles where you can some of your ideas. And I just want to thank you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Happy to be here, Anna. Thanks.
So just bottom line it for us first, before we get to some of the details and the ideas you have. I mean, the need is there. You've identified there needs to be major change. Talk about...
Well, I think the change is inevitable. We're facing it already. When I think the precipitating event of all this was that Macy's decided to leave the Water Tower Place, and that's 170,000 square feet. So that's a big hole. And there's that talk about other brand name, big stores, also going through the same changes. So, generally, you know, retail is going through kind of its own changes with people kind of going to stores and then buying online. So, and then we've also had the, you know, as you referred to, real serious, problems on Michigan Avenue that have scared people away. And so I think it's an opportune time coming out of the COVID pandemic to reinvent again Michigan Avenue, which itself was a reinvention of Chicago. And you mentioned Burnham, mm-hmm. and he was the first one that sort of envisioned the area of the Magnificent Mile. So we should remember that Michigan Avenue as the sort of the backbone of modern Chicago goes from, the Art Institute, Millennium Park, up to Pioneer Square, where the city was founded, and then up to the Water Tower Place and all the stores.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading here from this Cranes article where you contributed some of your ideas. You say a Times Square approach could work, too, with more pedestrian spaces, live performance spots. I mean, I guess this is they're talking about making experiential be the thing. I know a lot of folks have visited the Starbucks on Michigan Avenue, and that's about the experience of the beans and how they make the coffee and tasting and all that kind of thing. That doesn't work exactly right now, but it will work at some point in the future. I've heard them talk about indoor skydiving in the Macy's space. I heard about more cafes, event space, things happening that would give it this kind of energy where it would be sort of a destination for an experience. Is that along the lines of what you would envision?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not sure what exactly the experiences would be, but I think that the user experience, kind of the mentality that's used in designing websites or whatever, is the attitude. So it's an experimental approach as well, which means you try things and see what works and see what doesn't work. But I think that life on the sidewalk, occasionally closing down the streets, maybe permanently closing down a street or two. When we had the pandemic, the streets were closed along Oak Street and for the restaurants and elsewhere. And that made kind of a new feeling for Michigan Avenue. So I think that, yes, there's skydiving is one thing that someone's mentioned. I mentioned put Cirque du Soleil in the Macy's space. But there's that's the kind of attitude that we have to have. And I think that the sidewalks should be more alive. I don't know if that's like Brilliant Balloon Man or like whatever that would be, but I think it should go all the way from, you know, Ida B. Wells Drive all the way to Oak and make the whole street for a change into really an amazing space, because it is our face to the world.
Yeah, I want to pick up on that on the other side of this break, if you don't mind, Paul, because one of the quotes that really struck me, and it became the headline, I think it struck a lot of people, you said, if Michigan Avenue is dead, Chicago is dead. That came from you. I want to ask you more about why you said that. Coming up, I think you just sort of touched on it a little bit, but let's elaborate in a moment. But we've got to pause here. It's 2:15 on WGN. Our urban strategist, he was with World Business Chicago, founding executive director there. Thought what should happen to Michigan Avenue. I mean, I think we all agree. You point at as being the source here that Michigan Avenue is not what it used to be. I walk Avenue a lot, and you know, it's moving is a big part of it. The pandemic's a crime's part of it. It's the safe downtown, and people will come. You can be handed gold bars, says 773. On the Mag Mile, people won't come because they're afraid of being carjacked. That is the perception, right or wrong. It is the perception. That's another piece of it that doesn't necessarily, it speaks to a larger issue than what you put there. It's the create.
Hello?
Hey, Paul, I'm not sure if you heard what I said. I was talking about this text message we received about the perception of the safety. That's something, sort of another issue there.
I think that's a core issue, for sure. I mean, and for good reasons. I think that the city has to, first thing it has to do is reestablish that base. And I don't think it's a matter of putting police cars on the street with their Mars lights on. All that does is scare people, and it doesn't scare away bad guys. I mean, I always propose going back to having traffic cops at the intersections at Michigan Avenue, because though that one person could see the whole street, he knew everything that was going on, and if the trouble developed, he was in a position he could call reinforcements immediately. But the issue of safety is number one. And I think that you talk about the changes. The reason that that quote came from me, which was, if Michigan Avenue is dead, the city of Chicago is dead, is that the discussion I was involved in was really going down a deep pessimistic hole. And I think that the critical thing facing Michigan Avenue, the rest of the city for that matter, is attitude. And we have to, as the article said, get our mojo back, but really be confident and move forward boldly. That's what we're famous for. And really, we're famous as a city economically. We're reinventing our economy. And so that's something that we do probably better than anybody in America, maybe in the world. And so that's what we have, big challenges at our feet here on Michigan Avenue. But if attitudinally we go after it like saying failure is not an option, and that's where the whole idea of if Michigan Avenue is dead, then the city of Chicago is dead, which I think is also literally true. So that's where that came from.
As you mentioned before, it's the face of Chicago to the rest of the world. That's where people come. You know, as locals, we may not always shop there or that sort of thing, but it certainly is that face of, and tourists go, and it's a center of activity and energy in normal times. With retail exiting, it's become less so, the situation we're in right now as well, and into the crime, it's changed. Things have changed there. So yeah. Maybe you see that, and I hear you saying this. It's a positive time. It's a moment of to impact this and bring about change and totally re-envision what that looks and feels like. That seems like a lofty project and an important one for the city and all of us, for sure. Is it something that can be done? What kind of a time horizon would you look at for this sort of major change?
Well, I think that retail will always be there in some form or another. So I don't know how long a time. I think that we better start turning things around in a couple of years. And I think that for a place like Michigan Avenue that's been, you know, threatened with violence and the perception of violence, that's something that has to turn immediately. So there's, without that, nothing else can happen. Okay. So issue number one is that. And then I think I would like to see the whole of Michigan Avenue, not just the Magnificent Mile, be seen as one dynamic corridor, because it really is the backbone of our city now.
Yeah, when you hear from the aldermen who represent that area, they also talk about the tax revenues generated by these big, you know, businesses and stores, and that's important to the city too. Another piece of it. I suppose you maintain that if you keep the energy and you keep folks coming down, or you get them to come down for a new reason for this sort of experience, that would be the goal, I presume.
I think so. But if Michigan Avenue weakens, then that has a direct and immediate impact on the convention business, which is huge. So that's a part of that anchor. McCormick Place on one end, North Michigan Avenue with its hotels and restaurants and retail, and just like big city feel, that's the other anchor. So it's all one piece, but we can't, you know, be really an international, global city, a great city, with a fading Michigan Avenue.
Indoor and outdoor spaces, the story reads, should be filled with galleries, unconventional art installations. I'm hearing that there are already events sort of planned, although we're not doing a lot of events yet. We're not getting permits for events just yet. That may be later in the summer. I don't know. Friendly programs would draw new people down to the corridor. Theater, live stage performances, jugglers on the streets. Retailers might find new ways to engage outside their stores as well as inside. Restaurant patios could expand. These are some of the ideas for it. You know, you look at the Starbucks and the Apple stores on the Mag Mile, and they have truly shifted toward that experience. And I think, from what I'm understanding, that's sort of the model, is that you can't just have a store and sell stuff anymore. You have to create something that makes it that you want to go there rather than just buy it online. You want to go to the store and do something and have that experience.
Right, and I think people do want to come out with that beautiful little box and that cool bag to take home. They may not be going, you know, buying $1,500 apparel, but they want something. So the retail is part of that. And so I think it's if our attitude is right, I think it's an exciting opportunity. We have no choice but to reinvent retail. But there could be street musicians, authorized street musicians all over the place. It could be a cool place, and that a safe place. So it could be really amazing. I mean, it has to be reinvented. I mean, when Chicago moved into the 20th century, it was Daniel Burnham that envisioned North Michigan Avenue, then known as Pine Street, and that was the future. And then in the 50s or the 60s, north of the river was kind of a weak area, warehousey and all that. And so the Magnificent Mile, Boule Mich, they called it, was going to be the reinvention of Chicago as it went forward. So all of our, like, marbles are on the table with Michigan Avenue. So I think everybody has to be engaged, but in a positive way, and reinvent the place. And I think that be in a condition of constant reinvention so that it is always cool. So whenever you go, it will never be the same experience again. And I think there's lots of space to do that. And that, as you say, Starbucks and Apple have laid the foundation. Be great if we had DuSable Park developed, and that could be a very, very cool place. So I think there's lots there.
I'm digging it. I like it. I like the idea of infusing new energy into it, and we obviously need it. It's important to our city. I'm hearing you there, and I'm believing that it's very possible. Tell us about, are you part of some group that's working? Are we working with our city leaders? Is there a lot of involvement and engagement on this issue? I know there are a couple other things going on right now, but this is important, too. Give us a sense of what's happening on that front of moving forward with these plans.
Okay. My understanding is that the city of Chicago is looking at basically doing a new comprehensive plan that is neighborhood-based. But by the same token, they're also looking at kind of an expanded central area, which goes all the way from like 35th or so down to McCormick Place, all up to Oak Street, and a little bit farther west, like almost out to United Center. So that planning is underway, and there are organizations like the Central Area Committee that is a business group. There's a group called Lambda Alpha, which is a land economics group. And a firm I used to work for not long ago, Skidmore, Owings & Merrill, SRM, they had an idea that maybe we should shut down Michigan Avenue like an occasional Sunday and bike Michigan Avenue so that the whole street became, a place. So everybody could just roll into the streets and have like a festive attitude. And that, the idea behind that, I think, from Doug Voigt, the partner there, was to restore the sense of feeling good and safety and community.
I hope it happens, and I hope it happens soon. We're on board. Right. Keep us posted, Paul, okay? These are important things. So thanks for spending time with us this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Happy to, Anna.